You're listening to the Dragon Ballers podcast. This is episode 337. I'm JD.
And I'm Steven.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Great.
I literally just now found out that they're making a real grade 2.0 of the original RX-78-2.
What? So you're excited.
I am a little excited.
I am excited.
I wish that they had announced a real grade Wing Zero, the TV Wing Zero, not the Angel Wing one, because we have plenty of the Angel Wing ones. I already have enough. I want the original Wing Zero from Gundam Wing, the Proto Wing Zero. I have a kit of that, and I really like it.
Do you?
I do.
Nice.
I need to get another one because I want to. I want to get into some customization.
Yeah.
I've been watching these guys on YouTube who, like, this one dude, he just, like, has a collection of essentially garbage. Not, like, actual garbage, but, like, he's got, like, bits and bobs from, like, all over the place, a bunch of Greeblies and all these things. And he puts them together, and he makes his own, like, custom things. And it's really cool. Right now he's working on the Megazords from the Power Rangers, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Nice.
He's making the Dinozords, and he's kind of combine them into a Megazord. And it's all, like, completely custom. Like, it's really cool. It's called Studson Studio. That's hard to say.
I like it.
And it's very good. He is hilarious also. Just check out all of his videos. He's amazing. Great stuff. Studson Studio.
I am amazed.
Mm-hmm. Go watch that. Go watch him making the Triceratops from Power Rangers. It's a really good one.
Okay.
It's incredible.
Do we owe someone an apology?
Do we?
Someone join our Discord.
Uh-huh.
Just to tell us that we didn't have any respect for Toriyama. Like, seriously?
What? We had that whole bit in the episode where we talked about it.
He was like, seriously? The episode after Toriyama dies, you talk about My Hero? And then you give him a 3-minute thing at the end, and back to your fucking jokes.
That's okay. Yeah,
fair. Whoa, we've never had someone join.
Half mast is too high. Show some damn respect.
Yeah, I showed up today, and I saw the flag at half mast. I thought, oh great, another pointless bureaucrat died. Then I found out it was little Sebastian.
It's very sad.
Yeah. So.
I was sad that Toriyama died.
We were sad, and I feel like...
I didn't even know this had happened, so...
Well, like, I feel like we did what we would normally do, and we didn't do anything out of character for us.
The nerve
over
of us.
The 337 episodes of this podcast that you've heard.
Be predictable.
Yes.
This is how I treat my life. Be predictable.
Yeah.
Don't be nice. Be predictable. Same thing with driving. Be predictable.
If you had been a member of our Discord prior, you'd have seen that we talked about it and that we were all very upset, and we had a thing with our community on the Discord. Well, you're fine. But other people, we talked about it, and we were sad and we were upset, and we talked about the impact that he had on all of our lives as anime fans and stuff like that. So
it's the only reason why any of us are here right now.
It's true.
Because of that man.
It's true.
I feel like we said that. We
did. We said all of that.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
So. Get out of here.
I'm not even going to say your name because, honestly, I don't remember.
Say my name.
And I don't care. So, if you are offended, get over it. It's basically what I was going to say.
Get over it. You remember that song, OK Go?
I love OK Go.
Don't we all love OK Go?
Well, there's a certain age bracket that loves OK Go. If you show it to your kids, they're like, this is garbage.
Well, I mean, yeah, like the treadmill thing, like, you can't start there, but that's where you'd want to start there. But that
it's not, now it doesn't really hold up as, like, amazing.
No, but it was amazing.
I like the one where they're doing like a rally car race and playing the guitars. And that one's cool.
My favorite one will always be This Too Shall Pass.
Yeah.
The Rube Goldberg machine that they did for that one.
That is a good one. And the moment one where they take like a really slow-mo camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's impressive too.
It's all very good stuff.
Yeah.
I like
creative.
Okay-Go.
And the music is
good.
And I
like their music.
Yeah. If the music was bad, it would be a different story.
Like, even in the one that I was singing to begin with, Get Over It.
Yeah.
That's like a normal-ass music video.
Yeah. But they do have normal-ass really music videos.
It's really good.
Normal-ass. Huge-ass.
I'm looking for Huge-ass. My name is Huge-ass.
Yeah. Meehoff. First name Jack.
Jack Meehoff. Or Michael Cunt.
What? It's nothing.
Michael Hunt is shortened to my Mike Hunt.
You did that so wrong. That's so wrong.
My name is Michael Cunt. I fucking do that all the time. I ruin every single joke that I ever tell. Go was, back and listen.
No, no, no.
I've so ruined good. Every single that joke so that I've good. Ever tried to tell.
Do you ever use that word like in normal?
Cunt?
Yes.
When I'm driving. Oh my God. So much while I'm driving.
You don't use it at work?
No.
Oh, yeah, you probably don't.
No, not at work. Come on.
I use it frequently at work.
I mean, yeah, I do under my breath, like, all the time, but, like, not, like...
My wife really does not care for that word. And it's, like, a very common word in other cultures, like Australia.
Australian. Cheeky cunt.
Cheeky cunt. I like that word. Or cock. I say that word a lot, too.
And... Cock in my ass!
Exactly. So, wow, what a great start. Thank you.
What a great fart.
What a great fart. I mean, I don't even know where we go from here. I guess we should just kick off the episode, right? So,
well, how was your week? Let's check in. He likes it when we check in.
You check in first.
I'll check in first. Let me check in first. So, today has been very, very rainy. It's a rain day, for sure. But...
Yes, it has rained all day.
I haven't really done anything this week. Again, shocker.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I went and saw Dune 2.
You only see air. Oh, how was Dune 2?
It was so good. God, it was so good.
Tell me more.
The score was beautiful.
I saw the first one. Let me tell you, I was just so incredibly bored the whole time for that first movie. That first movie, I don't even want to see the second one. That's how bored. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
Okay.
I'm sure that it is very good if you get it. I just don't.
Did you ever watch the old Dune?
And I know, no, I never saw the old Dune. I never read the book. Yeah. I know that powder, I know, what do they call it? Dust? Yeah. Dust. That's important to them.
Spice.
What's dust from? Is that from something?
I have no idea.
Shit.
Dust in the wind. So the spice is how they're able to travel interspace, like intergalactically is the spice. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. what they need. So that's why Arrakis.
Why do they have
so
to travel intergalactically?
Well, now they're like the emperor of the universe, you know. So to travel throughout the universe, you need the spice.
Dude, if I was emperor of the universe, I would be like, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want any spice. I'm emperor of the universe. Just go away.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
You, but other people not so much. But the movie is really well done. The acting's good. The casting's good. The visuals are impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was my thing. I just watched it at home. I didn't see it in the theater.
Yes. Well, and I found this with Dune 1. People who didn't read the books or any background with Dune, if they watch it again, they like it better. And I know that's a commitment because Dune isn't like
it's
a
so
short
long.
Film.
Yeah.
But it when you watch it again, you realize that, oh, this is really good. And Denis Villeneuve is really a good director. I like a lot of his stuff.
What else has he done?
That one with Arrival or whatever. Like the
oh,
ship,
Arrival. I love Arrival.
The one where like you get to see time all in a circle. Yeah. He's the director
Spoiler
of that.
Alert.
It's fucking been out 10 years. Okay? If you haven't seen it, I don't give a shit.
10 years? Is that the...
I think 2 years.
I feel like that it has changed because, I don't know, I feel like going to see a movie in the theater, it's not a thing,
but things
like
get out on
be.
Home video much quicker and
exactly.
streaming.
Exactly, but I mean, that also means that you're
spoiled
for choice, and therefore you're going to put it off. You'll be like, I can watch this any old time. I am going to go back to watching The Office again for the 35th time.
Yeah,
I can watch Arrival later on.
Right,
but I feel like that because remember movies coming out in theaters that used to be a thing.
Yeah,
I do. The midnight release.
I loved it.
Is it Harry Potter?
No, because now with assigned seating, you don't have to go wait in line, so you get a good seat. But I remember like Harry Potter midnight releases, even like the first few Marvel films and Star Wars, we would get there 7-8 hours early for a midnight release so that we could get good seats. I mean, I remember doing that. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
It's camaraderie like, with your friends.
We don't do that anymore.
No. Now it's just like, yeah, I bought this couch
seat. Also buried in our phones. Instead of giving somebody a real smile, we send an emoji.
Michael Cunt.
We don't even look at porn on our computer anymore. We look at it on our phone.
On our phone?
Pornhub.
X-Tube. Pornhub.
Yeah.
Is outlawed in Texas now.
Pornhub is outlawed,
like
in Texas.
They've banned. They don't show Pornhub in Texas anymore.
They do
because unless you have a VPN.
No. Wait, Texas. There are supposed to be no laws. This is Texas.
No,
take away my porn.
They passed some sort of law in the state senate for age verification, which is great. I think you need that kind of stuff, right? But
yeah, isn't there a button at the front that says you must be 18 years or older?
But that wasn't good enough for
that wasn't good enough. Well, what do you mean?
Right,
we're not going to lie.
So now you have to like do some sort of age verification thing, like upload a picture of your license or some shit.
What?
I don't even know. But like, there was a big deal, and then one of the guys at my work came in. Like this,
we should be allowed to look at a little bit of porn
Monday
work.
Morning, and like he showed me his phone. He's like, "What the fuck am I supposed to do now?" I was like, "What are you talking
about? Why were you doing that at work?"
Oh no, it was on his Instagram story. He's like, "What the hell am I supposed to do now?" And I was like, "Bro, I don't know, man." Like,
that's well, I guess a whole lot of people who didn't know about VPNs are about to learn about VPNs.
VPN searches in Texas went up 400%.
Fucking knew it.
400%. I was like, oh shit. So this is all a ploy by like NordVPN to get their business boosted.
Wow, what do you know?
They made a deal with Pornhub. VPNs and Pornhub.
I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest.
So
I'm 100% like conspiracy Carl these days. Sure. I'm at a point now where I'm like,
you're an old man.
They're fucking messing with the timing of these lights to get me to stop more so I spend more money on gas. Yeah,
they didn't land on the moon.
The joke's on them is that I don't pay for gas.
Because I drive a Tesla.
That's right, you guys. You're paying for me to drive because you pay for gas or whatever. That means that all of that money that you put into taxes for the road, I'm not paying that because I don't buy gas. So thanks for the free road, you guys. Bunch of chumps.
Did you see that Volkswagen is going to start making electric vehicles?
Volkswagen.
They purchased an old American brand that I'm really excited about. International. They made the Scout.
That's the brand.
International. They made the Scout, which is like my dream car. 73 Scout is an SUV, like a Jeep, but from 73. So Volkswagen purchased International.
73.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They look like Jeeps,
mm-hmm. But from 73.
Yeah, like the old body style. So I'm really excited. So they purchased that old American car company so that they can start making electric SUVs like Rivian.
Neat. Yeah. Ah, the Rivian.
I saw a Cybertruck the other day too.
Me too.
First time. It was at Honeybees.
Oh, dude, I love that place.
You haven't been in a while, I'm sure.
I was there last week.
I think.
No. Truth. Lies. I used the card. That's right.
Your punch card?
Uh-huh.
You got your $5 off on your sandwich? Got
$5 off on my burger. I always only ever get the burger.
I get the burger or I'll get the club on jalapeno bread with pepper jack cheese.
Club?
Their club is delicious. Because that jalapeno bread, if you get it on the other bread, it's basic ass shit.
It's amazing. But I always get the jalapeno bread.
Yes. And with pepper jack cheese, it's like the right amount of spice. You don't feel like eating a burger. All right. Well, let's get into this shit.
I'm a sneezy boy.
Sneezy boy.
Somebody must be thinking about me.
It's not I. It's Michael Cunt.
It's Michael Cunt. Michael Cunt.
Michael Cunt.
Jakey Michael Cunt.
Michael Cunt. So, what was I going to say? Oh, for those who are still listening, this is the Dragon Ballers podcast.
We're talking
despite
about
other people's protestations, we're talking about My Hero Academia.
Boku no Hero.
If you're new, welcome.
Hello.
A little crazy today. Oh, that was a fucking long intro.
Like I'm going crazy.
Fucking well, that's because there's not much to talk about in this episode. If you're returning,
there's no way that we knew that we put that this much foresight into it.
That's fair. That is very fair.
I know.
But
welcome back.
Welcome. We've missed you.
It's good to see you.
Our week has been empty and without color. You remember when I used to say that?
No.
I said that like the first 100 episodes.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
But it's like 300 fucking episodes ago, so shit. Ooh. You remember we used to take notes? Like we'd watch the episode and take notes and show up with like a pad of paper. Shit. And then we were like, what the fuck are we doing? This is useless. Uh-huh. We're trying to be like actual reporters about anime. Nobody gives a shit.
I give a shit.
All right. This is episode 22, Bakugo versus Uraraka.
It's going to be Bakugo versus Uraraka. This was teed up at the end of the last episode. Mm-hmm. Uraraka is walking out to the field and saying goodbye to Deku for the last time.
Yeah, it's the last battle of the first round in the finals.
She's like, I'll see you in the finals, Midoriya.
Well, because
oh, fuck. She's calling him out.
Midoriya was going to give her some hints and like a strategy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't want your fucking help, piece of shit.
I'm going to fight him on my own. I'm going to become a construction worker for my parents' construction company and lift heavy objects with anti-gravity.
Yeah, and my motivation is to make money to help my family, which is pretty strong motivation to do something. Like, I want to be number one. It's really not that deep. You know, and I'm sure that that's not really all these people's motivation. Like, they just say that and they have a deeper...
Yeah. Ever heard of a guy named of Endeavor?
Yes, I have. We see him at the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. So
what I'm saying is that's what he is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, because I want to be the best. That's fine motivation, just to be number one, though.
It's just not...
It don't have the same ring.
You're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yes, yeah, for the lulz.
Dude, the lulz is the right reasons. If you want to be number one for the lulz.
For the lulz.
Please.
Do you want to be hilarious? If my song was number one in the world? Yeah. Tom mm-hmm. Green, you remember that? Did you watch TRL back in the day?
Kind of, yeah.
Tom Green had that, the bum song.
Yes, and it my was bum his, is on the cheese.
His goal was to get to number one on his Total Request Live. His
goal was to
get Live.
A disease.
And, well, success. And he got to number one on like one episode of TRL. So
good for him.
I don't know if it was legit because he was actually there that day. And I'm like, this doesn't seem real. But whatever.
You're saying to me that this television show might have been scripted?
I am. TRL.
This TV show might have been like not entirely. Like they could have just been like, oh, the Backstreet Boys are number one today. Yeah. NSYNC is number one.
Well, it was like Backstreet Boys like number one for 200 days in a row and then NSYNC for 150 days and like Eminem would sneak in there one day. And it's like, what are we doing? But I remember when TRL was like necessary viewing to have a social life in high school.
Yeah.
I was like, I hate this.
I did not like
that. I don't like TRL.
More like TRS, Total Request Stupid.
Yeah. That'll get you.
Boom, roasted.
Boom, roasted.
Take that, Carson Daly. Oh, poor Carson Daly.
Yeah. Your heart tried to kill you.
You never would have thought that that would happen to... He's a nice guy, Carson Daly.
I don't know him personally.
I don't know him personally either, but the fame did not treat him well.
He had his own show after TRL. Like, he was like the Late Late Show one time.
Yeah,
right?
It's fine. Like, I'm not saying that he had a bad career. I'm saying, like, it seems like he had, like, a rough go of it.
Sure.
We all do. We've all got one.
No, I don't think anyone's had an easy life. Well,
plenty of people have had easy lives.
That's okay. Whatever. I don't know anyone who's had an easy life. How about that?
I do. You know plenty of people who've had easy lives.
I'm not friends with those people.
What, you know them, though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah. I'm not friends with anyone who's had an easy life.
No, of course not. Good Lord. Yeah. I hate those people.
Yeah.
God, I hate those people. No offense, but you guys suck.
Did you have people have crushes on you in high school, or are you funny now?
I don't have either.
Oh, you're funny.
I don't have enough money for chicken nuggets. I'm funny.
I can't sit anywhere.
I have hemorrhoids.
All right, so Uraraka goes out and...
She's going to go fight Bakugo. And everyone knows Bakugo's going to win. He's the strongest in the world.
Right, and President Mike is very clearly voting for Uraraka.
He's rooting for Uraraka, though. He's like, I want her to win because he has...
A piece of shit.
He is a piece of shit. No, he's not a piece of shit.
He treats people badly and they don't like his attitude.
Who?
Bakugo.
Oh, I thought you were talking about President Mike.
Oh, I love President Mike.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
He just loves an underdog.
Yeah.
That's why he's rooting for Uraraka.
So
we all love an underdog.
Bakugo is like, hey, you need to just give up now or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, he's always trying to kill people. That's not a hero. Bakugo, not a hero.
Right. And I don't know if it's really, he uses those words. I don't think he really means it.
Right, well, because his explosions don't even like actually hurt. They just push you away.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So as the fight starts,
trying to dissect this too much.
Yeah. Like
Midoriya, he's always like, all right, Bakugo, he starts the fight with a big right hook. So he's expecting that to happen.
Yeah.
But Uraraka just charges right at him. She's like, I got to go quick. Midoriya's like, she has one thing that she can do. If she taps him and makes him float, she can just push him out of the ring and he will lose.
Yeah. Cause Ida asks like, what were you going to tell her? He's like, it's not really a strategy. You just got to get in close.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to get in close because he's so strong. And the more he works out,
explosions.
He sweats and makes explosions from his sweat. Mm-hmm. So she gets in there. She dodges his first attack. But right after that, she gets blasted with his right hook. Mm-hmm. And
but
he's
then
like,
it turns out it was just her jacket. She was using it as a distraction. Or did yeah. I jump the gun a little bit?
Well,
there?
That's like very next there. Because that's like the very next thing that happens because the first blast doesn't knock her out. She throws her jacket through the smoke. He blows that up.
And but then she's behind him. She's like, I've got you now.
I'm able to touch him. But he is so quick.
Just so quick.
He's like able to counterattack and just blast her away like mm-hmm. right there.
He's got skills. He's not just a one-trick pony, this Katsuki Bakugo.
So she just goes. She nonstop just coming at him. And he keeps
right at him.
He keeps exploding to where it really, like from the outside, looks like he is just
toying with her,
ending her life.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in the crowd are like, dude, stop doing that. Like, you're being really annoying. Like, leave her the fuck alone. But then Aizawa is like, dude, everyone shut up. They're both doing their best. So,
well, and he's
don't
like,
complain.
And like, the one who started the booing was a hero. Mm-hmm. And he's like,
you call yourself a hero?
If you think you're a hero, you need to go home, hang up your cape, and pick a different profession because Bakugo's doing the right thing. He realizes that Uraraka is very powerful and mm-hmm. could win this fight, and she's going to give her best. Mm-hmm. So he is doing his best and protecting himself and doing what he needs to do. And then Nito's like, it's really embarrassing that you other students, it's not so bad that you students didn't notice what she was doing, but for a pro hero not to see it, mm-hmm. that's really embarrassing. Because mm-hmm. the whole time she's staying super low to the ground
yep.
so that when Bakugo explodes the ring,
the parts of the ring come flying up and she makes them all float up into the sky. And Monoma points it out to everybody. He's like, here comes the meteor shower, which I was about to complain about it. I'm not going to complain about it. I was going to be like, how could there be that much things? That doesn't seem like that many pieces would happen, right?
Right.
There's a lot of pieces.
There are
a lot
of pieces.
And how is she supposed to protect herself? It's also falling down right on her. So it's not like, I don't fucking know. She uses this as a strategy to be like, all right, he's going to have to like defend himself against all of these raining meteor showers. So this will be my one chance to run in there and tap him and push him and then I'll win. But as the meteors are coming down, Bakugo just makes a big old explosion happen above him, completely obliterating all of it.
Yeah.
And also pushing back Uraraka in the process.
Yeah, not quite out of the ring, but basically
knocks her down.
And she's a little disheartened. It's just like, he blew away everything.
That was my
one
strategy.
But it did a lot of damage. He was like, holy shit, that was close. Like, mm-hmm. you could see him shaking, and like, mm-hmm. I think he used all of his reserves.
Mm-hmm.
So but, she gets up to fight, and she's coming at him, and he's like, oh, she's charging. Not dead yet.
And he's like, all right, time to take this serious, like he wasn't before. But then as she's walking over, she just kind of falls over and yeah. passes out. And
she's unconscious. And you know,
Midnight rules her TKO'd.
And has her carried off to
Recovery Girl.
Right. And so after that, while Bakugo's walking back, he runs into Midoriya. And of course he gets pissed off. He's like, I fucking hate you. You're the one that told her how to do this, right? Because you're a little piece of shit.
Midoriya's like, no, you're wrong. I tried to tell her what to do. She wouldn't have any of it. She wanted to come up with this all on her own. Any trouble that you had with her was because of her, not me.
Yeah.
Leave me the fuck out of yeah. this.
She's strong. She did her best. You're not the only one that wants to win. Mm-hmm. So he goes back in the stands, and everyone in the stands is making fun of him like, oh, you're a piece of shit. Like, do you really just want to be the villain? Like, you're great at it, so
he's
maybe that's what you're going for.
Over here. But he yeah. doesn't care.
With this weak little girl, and he's like, there's no way you could call that girl weak.
She's not weak. I beat her fair and square. She is very talented and strong. But yeah. I'm just way talented yeah. and stronger.
Yeah, I would never label her as frail or mm-hmm. whatever. And then Midoriya goes into the waiting room to get ready. And there's,
because he's about to go up against Shoto Todoroki, Mr. Yes. Fire and Ice himself.
But in the waiting room is Ochako.
Ochako's in there. She had just recovered from Recovery Girl. And mm-hmm. They have a little conversation.
She's like, man, I really tried my best, but God, I just wasn't good enough, was I? He's so strong, and I didn't have a backup plan. I really kind of fucked that up. And he's like, you did great. What are you talking about? You did a great job. And you've been healed now, and they didn't take too much of your
stamina,
so she's still got a few scrapes.
Got a couple
and
of scrapes
and, stuff
and
like
scratches.
That. And while all this is happening, Aijiro and Tetsu Or arm wrestling.
Because they both knocked each other out in their first fight, Mr. Steel and Mr. Hard Rock.
Yeah.
They've come down to an arm wrestling match to see who's going to advance to the next round. And Kirishima just barely edges out
because
Tetsu Tetsu.
Because his steel arm gives out.
Mm-hmm. I should have had more iron today.
Yeah. Damn it.
If like eating more iron would make me stronger or make my power better, I would find out some way that I could just eat iron.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Like, duh, you cannot have too much iron in this situation where you become stronger. Like, physically, your power gets better because of it.
Yeah.
What a fucking dumbass. Tetsu Tetsu. That's all. I didn't have enough iron this morning.
I would just munch on it.
Sports festival. He knew it was coming. This wasn't a surprise.
Right. Exactly.
I keep saying I'm not going to tear it apart, and then I fucking do. I'm sorry.
Well, you've seen it too many times.
I really have.
So after their fight, you know, Ijiro gives a handshake.
He's like, good game, brother. Let me help you up with my hand. They're just both so chivalrous.
And Miss Midnight is like, oh, I'm so proud of your sportsmanship. It's touched. So great.
You guys are the best.
Yes.
You guys are so chivalrous. I like that chivalry is like kind of a different thing, I guess, in Japan.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's more, what word would you use to describe instead of chivalrous? I mean, maybe it is chivalry. Maybe honor? I just don't know what it means. Honorable?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched Shogun at all?
I started it and couldn't get into it.
I watched the first episode and it's really slow at first, but then at the end, this guy says he's going to commit seppuku. And then also in his line, which means he has to kill his kid.
Oh.
And his kid is like a baby.
Uh-huh. Well, so that'd be easy to kill then.
Well, this is terrible. Like, what the fuck did this baby do?
Born.
Apparently, it's a big thing when, like, the honor of your parents is besmirched. You, as their offspring and lineage, are besmirched as well. I don't know.
That's dumb.
It is dumb.
So they kill the baby off screen. And things that your parents did.
Actual spoilers. They kill the baby off screen.
Ugh.
And you're like, so look, I'm glad they don't show them killing the baby. We're like, they're fucking killing this baby. Episode one? What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder my friend wanted me to watch this so bad. Dude, you gotta watch Shogun. It's crazy. You have killers. To watch it.
It is a good show. It's well done. And then after their arm wrestling match, Ochako gets a call from calls her dad and just cries.
Like, I wish that I could have won to win some to make some become a hero for you guys so I could use my powers. And he's like, there's always next year. Yeah. And also, we're fine.
We're very proud of you. You did your best.
You did amazing.
Yeah. Nobody thought you would make it this far, and you did. You made it to the finals.
We know that other dude that you went up against is going to win, which means that theoretically you could be second best.
Yes. You always want to go out to the people that win the championship, because then you could say, I could have won it if we didn't play them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I technically got second place because I lost to the champion.
Yeah.
The champion was the only one who beat me.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes Great. Me number two.
Yeah, so it's a touching
I'm always
call.
A number two.
Huh? Big two. Fat deuce.
I'm going to drop a deuce all over drop everybody. A deuce or
I'm going to poop on your keyboard.
Ew. I'm going to poop in your pillowcase.
I tell that to people at work. Like, if they're pissing me off, like, I'm going to shit on your keyboard. Mm. And then wipe it off, but you'll know that I shit on your keyboard.
Mm. That's a good move.
It's disgusting. I don't know it's that foul. I would ever do that.
I don't think I could bring myself to do that.
Yeah, you'd have to make you. Nah, I don't think even if you made me like super mad that I could do that.
Oh, I would need incentive. I would need money.
I need
something.
$1 billion.
That's not an angry type of situation. That's not a reaction that you would get from me for being angry.
Yeah.
Shitting on a keyboard. That's like a, that's a punishment.
That's normal.
No.
That's normal.
I don't want to shit on the keyboard.
I don't want to do that either.
That's uncomfortable.
So, then Midoriya runs into Endeavor.
Endeavor. And Endeavor is so immense. Why is he so big? He's such a big guy.
All Might is big too,
it's
though.
It's like he's drawn by One Piece.
Yeah. All Might is also Might very is, big.
Yeah, but All Might is Superman. He's just a big... All Might is just a guy.
I think they're trying to show that Endeavor is massive. That's it.
Yeah, but...
That's it. That's all weird. They want. He's an enormous dude. He's number two.
He's a big fat number two.
Big fat number two. Big deuce. Fiery.
Like All
Might. Spicy number two.
Part of All Might's power makes him all big like that,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
But Endeavor
is just big.
Just a guy. Why is he so big?
Well, it's like the fat dude that we see later. He's enormous too. Fat Gum.
I love Fat Gum.
Big boy.
He's a big boy.
Spoilers. Big Gum. Mm-hmm. Fat Gum. Big boy. Real big. That's part of his power, though.
Definitely big.
Definitely big, yeah.
5 minutes to Wapner.
So
246 toothpicks.
They have a conversation, and Endeavor's like, I notice your power's a lot like All Might. I don't know what your connection is to him.
All Might's bastard child?
However, it is my son Shoto's destiny to surpass him as number one.
Yes, he and Shoto will become the number one hero because I am living vicariously through him. Whoops. Midoriya's like, shut the fuck up, Endeavor. I'm not All Might.
And you know what else?
Also, Todoroki is not you.
Yeah.
So why don't you shut the fuck up and go die?
And he remembers Shoto saying that he's going to win with only using his mother's power. Only using
his ice power. Yeah. I'm not going to give my father the satisfaction of using his flames to win any kind of battles.
Amen. And then Ochako sits back down and her face is jacked up from crying. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm just crying. It's fine.
I got something happened. Don't worry about it.
But Fumikage is like, hey, now's not the time to be sad. Now's the time to pay attention.
Now's the time to learn. We got a good fight coming up.
Yeah.
It's Midoriya versus Todoroki. The fight we've all been waiting for. Ever since Todoroki called out Midoriya at the end of class one day, he's like, you're the one that I need to beat.
Mm-hmm.
Which really pissed off Bakugo because Bakugo's like, no, you're talking to the wrong person.
I'm the one you need to beat.
Deku is nothing.
And then we see Shigaraki. Someone tells him, hey, pay close attention to these guys. They could be a problem for you later. He's
all like, I don't fucking care.
They're
about
fucking children. I don't give a shit.
Leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to pretend that the world is an RPG.
It's free real estate.
It's free real estate.
I use that ancient internet reference a lot.
That's not ancient.
It's older than a year. That's
a good point.
That's pretty ancient.
I forgot that the internet ages like milk.
1,000-year-old egg.
Oh, I saw that one day ago. It's not funny anymore.
It's like the first 48. After 48 hours, you don't solve that murder.
After 48 hours, it's not funny anymore.
That's some old shit. What are we going to do today? Oh, we have a review. Do you want to read it? Do you want me to read it?
I want you to read it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Exclamation points and 5 stars. By Johnny Boy 368. I feel like we've had a Johnny Boy on here.
I don't think we have.
There's another Johnny Boy 7654.
What? You know? Wow.
Maybe. Love you guys. I'm on my 4th time listening to the podcast. What the fuck?
Nice.
Amazing.
Tell me how it's been.
And I don't even want to say how many times I've listened to Chainsaw Stance.
Wow.
One Punch Man and Talking Jujutsu. What about Demon Players, bro?
Yeah, what about Demon Players?
Or Death Notes?
Or what about the other Boku no Hero thing that never got published?
I'm so ready for Jujutsu Kaisen to come back if you guys go down that road.
Oh, it's a common.
Well, yeah, there's one last week. Either way, I love MHA too. I'm glad to see you guys are back to regularly uploading episodes. I miss the useless talk way too much.
Aww.
Hope y'all are doing good. Keep it up.
Thanks, Johnny Boy.
Johnny Boy. We appreciate it.
The original Johnny Boy, one that we have not had from before.
Never heard of Johnny
Boy. Not from October 16th,
2023. Now, like we said before, the holidays, this is a busy, busy time for us, and it's hard for us to get recording regularly.
But
so we did our best. I think we did good.
I did my fucking best.
We did like 3 episodes.
We did good. It was a filler arc.
Yeah, we just talked bullshit. Now it's a redemption arc. Yeah. Now we're back to who we really
are. It's Lisa, and she's winning us back. That's us right now. We're winning you back.
Yeah. So thank you. If you haven't left us a review and you'd like to, you can do that on Apple Podcasts.
Shove it up your butt.
Shove it up your butt.
It's $1.25 and go fuck yourself.
Here's a quarter. Go buy a rat. Have it chew that thing off your face.
Go buy a rat for a quarter?
Uncle Buck. Did you ever watch Uncle Buck with John Candy?
I am familiar with it, but I didn't. Know that he told him to
not him told his told teacher his who teacher. Had a giant ass mole on her face.
Ew, why would you want?
So he said, "Go buy a rat and have it chew that thing off your face."
Rat chew that thing off.
What you should do is join the Discord.
Yes, don't buy any rats.
Yeah.
No, do buy rats. Rats are cool.
Well, yeah,
I'm the rat mom.
I grew up around rats.
Didn't we all?
Well, my dad was a scientist, and so he had a lab full of rats that he would try to give. diseases to cure it.
Oh, did he cure them?
No, they often died. By rats. Often, I mean probably every fucking time.
Oh, no.
They're white.
I don't like that at all.
Lab rat. They were lab rats. That's what they're bred for.
No.
With the beady red eyes.
I don't like that. Albinos?
They were gross. I don't care for rats, but he would.
Rats are cool. What are you talking about?
I don't care for white lab rats. You don't have my. You didn't live my life,
they
bro.
Shouldn't be lab rats. It's not a good thing.
Well, they've got to test this medicine on something, right?
No, humans? They don't. What humans? About not medicine? What about. Go on with whatever. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
Change the subject.
He also had a jar of human ears on his desk.
That's not as bad.
Because
less bad.
Cadavers. So, like, you for cadavers, they would have to
They would have to put ears on them. They're like, hey, whose ears you got?
No. To do the ear lab,
ears.
He had to put it in some sort of liquid solution so where they could dissect the ear and see like the inner ear and stuff like that. So he would. The first thing they did was cut off the ears, put them in there. But they labeled them.
But isn't the part of your inner ear like not?
Dude, I don't know.
On the ear,
I don't know. I just remember
call
vividly
it inner ear.
We all and my dad even admits it. He was like, "Oh yeah, I had a jar of human ears on my desk most of the time." I'm like, "That is so weird."
Don't like that.
We never went in the cadaver lab though. I appreciate that because that
cadaver labra
that would have scarred me for a while as like a 5-year old. Like, what the fuck? Why am I in here with all these bodies?
I don't think I would like that one bit.
Yeah. So hey, why don't you wrap this up?
Ah, yes. This episode is over. We're done talking about dead bodies.
Sorry. Do you want me to edit that out?
No, make keep it in there.
Okay.
We'll air this one on Halloween. Spooky. Dead bodies.
You're not doing anything for 7 months.
Yeah, we'll keep this one. Save it. And then people will be so confused.
People are like, what happened to episode 22? Just wait.
Don't worry.
Just
it's coming.
Wait.
Thanks for being here and listening 4 times, Johnny boy. It's a lot. You did good. Thank you. We'll be back next week with probably some more Boku no Hero because we love it here.
Yeah.
We love it.
Do you think he can quote our episodes? He probably can.
I mean, I'm sure there's bits.
Yeah.
Not entire episodes, but
I found
bits.
That very difficult to fap to. I quote that often.
Yeah?
When you said that, it was very
funny. I didn't come up with that. That's from the internet.
I know. But when you said it, it was very funny.
Thank you.
The timing was funny. Greatness.
It's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. We'll catch up with you guys next time. Hop on the Discord because it's a good time there, I guess. I don't know.
Say Oh, Haru.
Oh, Haru.